Okay, we are broadcasting, and this is being recorded from the Aspen Room at the Secretary of State's office, a meeting of the Public Participation Panel, and it is now about 3:41. And Clarissa, are you on? All right, I don't hear Clarissa. Who do we have? I don't have a roster here in front of me, so somebody just start. I've got Harvey here with me.
Patrick Davis.
Patrick?
Carol.
Lauren Kingsbury.
Carol.
Evelyn Tylston.
Evelyn.
Rick Crone.
Rick.
Chris Murray.
Chris.
Mary Eberly.
Mary. All right, anybody else? All right, I'm not sure where our chair is. But I will start it off. Sent out some information about why we're having this meeting. And one of the documents I sent was a summary of the issue as it was discussed by the UVS Advisory Committee yesterday. They were reviewing the proposals, and for the reasons that they identified, the seven of them in the document I sent out, they have voted to recommend not pursuing the proposal by clear ballot. The other communications I sent out, the email from Harvey that he had sent out to you all, and that's posted as well on the website now, and the letter that you all got from Larry Moore, the CEO of the Clear Ballot Group. Now, let me say right off the bat, I don't have a stake in this. It was my thought, the reason I called, asked Clarissa to call this meeting was because I didn't think it was fair for a single recommendation to go to the secretary without the opportunity for the other advisory body to the secretary to consider it. That's why it's before you. I know some of you have strong feelings one way. I don't know who has feelings the other way, but we need to come out of here today with a determination on whether or not you want to make a recommendation to the secretary that follows the advisory committee recommendation, or one that goes in a different direction than the advisory committee recommendation. I will be quiet and open it up to whomever would like to speak. And I do have Harvey here with me, and you all know how he feels. You've seen his writings, but let's see what we get from anybody else.
Well, Al, this is Rick Crone, and I'd like to just start. Is there anybody in the group who really feels we ought to throw them out at this point? I have no particular stake with them. I tend to agree with some of the things the other committee said, but it seems premature to throw them out. That's what
I agree.
Wondering offhand, does anybody
agree.
Think we ought to talk?
I totally agree.
Absolutely, we.
Yeah, I mean, I agree as well. I mean, I recognize that you know, the secretary's time is valuable and the department's time is valuable in evaluating these proposals, but they've taken the time to put something together. Their CEO wants to make this presentation, even acknowledging some of the weaknesses that may be real about their proposal. But I don't see what is gained by not allowing them to come out and do a demonstration and make a pitch.
And I agree with that. I mean, other than maybe we'll save a little bit of time, but so what? Let's get them in here and see whether they can do the job.
And I love the effect. Excuse me. I love the fact that their approach is not same old, but it is different, and I think we should open our minds to what is a possibility.
This is Lauren. I would agree to let them to continue to participate. But I guess I'm curious why the other committee, and I read a little bit of the summary of their reasons, but apparently they felt strongly the other way. So is there any additional rationale that you can share?
This is Carol. I listened to the meeting, and I really felt that one of the strongest problems is that they went ahead with their vote without having Wayne present, and it was he worked with the company, and I think that that was just inappropriate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, they did discuss that, and the chair recognized that the way the committee was going, he would have been outvoted anyway, but he might have been able to make a case.
He could have colored their impression.
That's very true.
Well, Mrs. Evelyn, it didn't seem like they were very willing to listen to anybody that didn't agree with them. They wouldn't let Harvey talk, and I had the feeling that they'd all made up their minds before they ever met together.
Well, we can apparently keep this pretty short. We have a quorum, and I have heard no one disagree with the fact that this body supports letting Clear Ballot appear and perform their demonstration as we have it scheduled. Is there any objection to that?
Al, this is Patrick Davis. I'll make that in the form of a motion.
All right.
Second.
All right. In the place of the chair, I will just kind of conduct this. It's been moved and seconded that this body recommend to the Secretary of State that Clear Ballot be invited to participate in the demonstrations along with all the other vendors and be allowed to demonstrate their product. All those in favor,
yes.
Say aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Are there any nays? Hearing none, that is the recommendation that will go to the Secretary. And I thank you all for getting together very quickly in this meeting. And just a second. What?
Yeah, this is Harvey. I'm wondering if we could just quickly discuss the timing of the third meeting that might occur after the demonstrations. And I had proposed in my email about thinking about having it, well, one idea was during the clerk's conference, but I didn't get much positive love from the from Donetta Davis. But on the other hand, after the clerk's conference, so that we'd have a chance to, some of us would be able to go to the clerk's conference conceivably and talk to the vendors there.
The other committee, just so everyone knows, scheduled a meeting the day after the demonstrations are done to be able to come up
with that. That makes sense.
Come up with their recommendations, which they schedule a half-day meeting. Now, I don't know whether this body could get together that quickly and have a meeting on that Thursday or that Friday and make a recommendation, and we get this thing moving out. The next week is the clerk's conference, and it's not likely we're going to meet in conjunction with the clerk's conference. So that puts it out another week. So whatever this committee thinks, that would be the if we do it before the clerk's conference starts, that puts us on the Thursday and Friday, the 16th and 17th.
All right, so going after the clerk's conference actually gives us a really great opportunity to find out what the clerks are thinking also in respect to the equipment, which I think is an important component of all of this. And I think the public input into that discussion is important, and I think some of that could happen at the clerk's conference. And I was actually going to ask to see if the Secretary of State's office would actually help fund public, some of us, or as many of us who want to go to the clerk's conference, but I don't know what it's going to cost, but there is some price for it.
Yeah, the registration is like $450 per person. A lot of our staff isn't even going. I'm not.
Al, this is Patrick Davis. I want to just get the logistics and the dates down here. So we're talking about the demonstrations being the 14th, 15th, and 16th of January?
13th, 14th, 15th.
13th, 14th. Is the advisory committee meeting on the 16th?
They are.
Okay. And they're meeting to do what?
They're meeting to come up with a recommendation that will go to the Secretary. Now, we won't send any recommendations to the secretary until we have all the recommendations. We have technical evaluators out there, county technical folks that are working on their evaluations, and they're doing the scoring and that sort of thing. And this body needs to determine one or more recommendations. You know, we're looking toward the end of January now, which is fitting into the outer limits of our timeline that we had established. But we do have a little wiggle room there. But I think it's a clerk's conference 3 days, three or four. I'll have to check. So I would propose, if we can, to meet the end of that week.
End of the week of the 20th?
Yes. Or the very first part of the following week. I'm not sure. There's a holiday in there someplace, at Martin Luther King Day, I think, which falls right about in there on a Monday. But
The
20th is the holiday?
Well, it's Martin Luther King Day. I don't know how many people actually have it off, but it is the holiday.
Okay.
Do we really think we need to get the
calendar of the clerk's conference, and I can get that and get it out to everybody, and we can by email determine when we want to meet. But I think they go 3, maybe 4 days, so it'd be that Thursday, at best the Thursday and Friday of the 23rd or 24th. Does anybody know already that they have heartburn with those dates?
No, but do we really think that the advisory committee is going to change their recommendation based on what they hear at the clerk's conference?
And that's not what I'm suggesting. We might.
I know, but I'm suggesting, why wouldn't we just meet on the 17th, knowing what they know?
Well, we don't know what they know. We know what we know, but I want to know what we can find out by being at the clerk's conference, what I can find out by being at the clerk's conference, where the vendors are likely to be present and if possible to ask questions of, outside of the 2.5 hours which are going to be allotted to each vendor on the 13th
and
15th. Well,
then why would the advisory committee be making a decision on the 16th before the clerk's conference?
Yeah, I think that's a very good question, but we can't answer that question because that's the advisory committee. I do know that they rejected the idea of meeting with us.
Well, now I'm questioning, are we still talking about the meeting on January 7th?
Yes.
And what is the purpose of that?
The purpose of that is to continue going through the proposals. You did a very cursory overview of all 10 proposals at the last meeting, and this will be the chance to discuss the details that you may have discovered in reading those since then.
But would it not be appropriate to couple that with having seen the demonstrations before we do that, or?
I'm not thinking so. I'm thinking, I'll go with the will of the panel, but I'm thinking if you know what they propose, you know what about that you like or don't like, and you'll be watching for that in the demonstrations, and then you'll be able to ask the appropriate questions. And then when we have the meeting following that, whenever it occurs, for you to make a recommendation, you will have all of that data already prepared. That's just my thought.
And I agree with that, too, just being Harvey. It seems to me it, the rigor of actually having a meeting on the 7th will make sure that we're actually doing our job and not just wait until the demonstrations. I really think it's important to understand what's in those proposals and to have a discussion about them. So I'm looking forward to the January 7th meeting.
I don't know if that answered your concern or not.
This is Patrick. I would suggest that we want to meet after the clerk's meeting on the 24th to make our decision, knowing everything that we know at that point.
Okay.
And
the 24th?
This is Evelyn. I think that the clerks, they're the people that are going to have to use this equipment or whatever system we might recommend. And I think their input about the systems would be valuable to consider.
Well, the proposal on the 24th to be after the clerk's conference does accommodate that.
And also that whatever recommendation the advisory committee makes will actually be primarily made by the clerks because of the nature of that committee. And we will have that information.
All right. We will... does anybody object to scheduling that meeting for the 24th?
No.
All right, well, we'll get something out. I'll try to find a room. I haven't found a room yet for us on the 7th, but I'm still working on that.
Okay.
Rooms are rooms that can broadcast to the public are a very tight commodity in this building, and we'd like to be able to do that whenever we can. Okay. I'll put together a written recommendation from this committee, get it circulated to you. Hopefully you can get it back to me. I'll get it out yet this afternoon. You can wordsmith it, get your thoughts back to me. We'll put out a final tomorrow, and then we'll be able to get this to the secretary. And the reason I want to get it done tomorrow is so that it can go to the secretary the first part of next week, and I will not be here. I will be out all next week, but I can work through the deputy secretary to see that it happens. I've already alerted her to the fact that there will be two recommendations going to the secretary next week. Anybody have any
Thanks, Al.
Any other issues? Well, since I will be
we'll hold public comment. We'll hold public comment at those meetings somehow, and by telephone.
Yes.
Included, so we'll have an advertisement that allows for that.
Right, we will. So let me wish everybody a joyous holiday season.
Is there a chance for public comment at this moment? Brief. This is Mary.
Sure, Mary.
Thank you, Al. I just want to thank the PPP committee for the vote that was just taken. I was fortunate to see the clear ballot demonstration at the secretary's office a little while ago, last spring, I think. And I was very, very impressed and do hope that that system can be used if we're going to keep some of our old systems in use for a while. This would be a good adjunct. Thank you, and I second Al's wishing of everybody to have very happy holidays.
Thank you.
Anything
Thank
further?
Thank you, Mary.
All right, we will. We should elect a vice chairman here, I suppose. But anyway, I will call the meeting to be adjourned. Thank you all very much for getting together on short notice.
Talk to you soon.
Bye, Al. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year.